Thank you, Yeshev Roish, our Weisman, Shalita. Chabera Rabbonim, Teire Freund, I think a little bit we moved aside from the topic of Derech Eretz and we moved to Akos HaTov. And I'd just like to make a few remarks before I begin to speak. Just want to relate to you a story that's told, and I think that the speakers left that for me, that we do not see Talmidim here. We see Rabbeim, we see parents. We do not see our children here. And I think we should speak to ourselves as Rabbeim and as parents. The relationship between parents and children, not only children and parents. The relationship between Rabbeim and Talmidim, not between Talmidim and Rabbeim. There is a story told about Reb Chaim. Yadua, he had his first Rebbe was a Tairach Siddish Arid with a nof and a kop. Some even say that his Derech HaLimud he acquired from that Rebbe. And he once took him to his Rebbe. He took him to his Rebbe, and Reb Chaim was an Ingel, was a small boy, and the Rebbe was mechabed them with some peiros, and Reb Chaim said a brocha very fast. So Reb Chaim told his Rebbe that he has to learn how to make a brocha better. This is how you make a brocha. And Reb Chaim, being an Ingel, said he learned from his Rebbe. We as Rabbeim and as parents, we have to realize that we cannot blame the yeshivas. We cannot blame the yeshivas. They try very hard. And when we know we have problems with the recheres, with the bocher, we must go back to the home. How does the home relate to the recheres? How does the father relate to the mother? Does he respect his wife? Does the mother respect her husband? The recheres is mostly taught at home. And we as parents, we as Rabbeim, have to be exemplary to our Talmidim and to our children. Moedim, as the chairman said, Moedim, he said, why do we say Moedim? It's a question. He said, Moedim you cannot make a shaliach for. It's more than that. We cannot make a shaliach. When we see somebody who is saying, Moedim anachnu loch al nistecho shebechol yoim, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that is the reason why we say Moedim. When we hear somebody say Moedim, we must say along, we must drag along. How could we keep quiet? When we hear a Moedim from a chazan, we hear an expression of thanks from a chazan, can we be quiet? We must say along our Moedim. We must take along our Moedim. And speaking of the Derech Eretz, we as parents and Rabbeim have to be the examples for our Talmidim. And I'm not supposed to speak about Rabbeim and Talmidim, and I'm not supposed to speak about the home. However, just take an example. We are here at a convention. They had to announce on the loudspeaker a number of times somebody parked in an area that's dedicated for handicapped. And there are places to park your car. It's just the difficulty to walk a little bit further. Is that Derech Eretz? We ourselves, we have to learn Derech Eretz. Is that called Derech Eretz? Is it Derech Eretz for a balabos to... Is it a derech eretz for a balabos to speak up against the Rov's drosha If he has a shayla, he goes over quietly and asks, is that a recheretz? A shul that contains Ashkenazim and Sfardim and becomes difficulty one another. Is that the recheretz? Can't each one give a little bit? Is that a recheretz? The recheretz usually refers to our ethical relationship between man and man, our business deals, and the Rishonim say, "Im ein Torah, ein derecheretz," means that without Torah, you wouldn't know what the recheretz is, because you have to learn the halachas of a mashkin, when you have to give it back. The Rabbi Yonah says a moshel. There was the recheretz before Kabbalah Satorah, and that still exists. It's called the fifth Shulchan Aruch, and that is the Koyach HaSeichel. And we see that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was manish, Zoyim V'Amoiro. Why? Because they didn't give tzedakah. And it wasn't, there was no mitzvah of tzedakah. In the Zion mitzvahs of Bnei Noyar, there's no mitzvah of tzedakah. Some achloikes in the Gemara, whether Odom Arishim was nitzava, maybe only one mitzvah, Avodah Zorah, not any other mitzvahs. Yet, it came to the Mabul, the Rabbeinu Shalom claimed chomos. Why? Because that is something that a human mind can understand. And this is what Rabbeinu Nissim says in the Hakdomet to Brochois, that in Yonim that are tolui be'uvneso delibo. It's something that a human mind has to understand. And those are chiyuvim that old Bnei Odom are mechuyev. There are ninyonim of Bein Odom l'chaveroi. We wouldn't know the protim of Ovoit, when you have to give it back, when you don't have to give it back. You have a mashkin. But the inyan of not to take somebody else's money, that is a dovo poshut. And that is something that the seichel is mechayev. We do not speak with the recheretz. When we see somebody pass by in the morning and we do not give him a good morning. We know that when you pass by, even a stranger tells you a good morning, it's a different day. He made your day for you. Just a plain good morning. You go out and you see your neighbor going out to pick up his paper and you tell him good morning. He has something from it. He appreciates it. What is the reason that we ourselves lack that respect that we owe to somebody else? And I think the reason for that is, just want to share with you a Gemara, and I think over there Chazal teach us what it means. I know that my time is limited. The Gemara says, and the Rishonim are masbir, that Eliyahu Hanavi wanted to teach to Rabbi Elozar b'Reb Shimon. He wanted to teach him something. Rabbi Elozar b'Reb Shimon came filled with Torah, and here came a man, and Chazal call him Mechur b'Yoser. We can imagine what it means, Mechur b'Yoser. In Mechur b'Yoser, it came out, probably came out all his Mechur. His Mechur b'Yoser. Chazal call him Mechur b'Yoser. And he tells Rabbi Elozar b'Reb Shimon, good morning. And Rabbi Elozar b'Reb Shimon doesn't answer him. And he was wondering, why doesn't he answer me? He says, Aish Mechur. He says, is the entire your entire city like that, Mechur? He said, the man told him, and it seems that he realized, Rabbi Elozar b'Reb Shimon realized, a man said good morning, he's supposed to answer him. And Rabbi Elozar b'Reb Shimon went down from the Chamor, Nishtatach, Ne'enesi, Omaloi Ne'enesi, I made a mistake, I'm sorry, I'm very sorry. And he had a hard time till he was Meichel him. Nenesi. That's what Chazal tell us. And then the Gemara says, Oiso ayoim dorash Rabbi Elozar b'Reb Shimon, he came to the Bis Medrash and he dashed. Le'oilom yehei odom rach kakone v'al yiyeh koshe keres. A person is supposed to be like a reed, soft like a reed. And the Gemara, and it says in Sichta Derech Eretz, what it means, that he goes with the wind, once he bends this way, once he bends that way, and then domemu aruchos, when the ruchos have quieted down, all the storm has gone, then he straightens out and he exists. However, in Neres comes a storm, he uproots it. That's what Chazal tell us. And I think that in this Chazal teaches what it means, Derech Eretz. He told, at that time when he told him, and he asked him, is the whole city like that, Mechuel B'Yoyser? He answered, Rabbi Elozar B'Rav Shimon, he said, go back to the Uman She'osani, go back to the Creator, and tell him, how does he create a kli kozeh? How does he create a keled that's mechuyav b'yoser? Go back to the Creator and tell him about it. Ask him, how did he create this man? How did he create such a human being that's mechuyav b'yoser? This is what Rabbi Elozar B'Rav Shimon heard, that he made a mistake. If we realize what exists in a human being, the godless of a human being, what it means, Ayetzir Kapov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we can realize we have to speak differently to my chaver. I have to say good morning to him. I have to be closer to him. This is what a man possesses. He possesses his Ayetzir Kapov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let me share one thought that I thought yesterday on the parsha. I will not belabor you in just a few moments. It says, and we don't understand what it means, when Yaakov Avinu came to Esav, and you probably heard on the parsha, and he came to Esav and he says, "Acha," he says, "when I will be give you a present, it'll be like I'm coming to Pnei Elokim." He says, "Achapro," he said before. Then he says, "It'll be Keroisi Pnei Elokim." Like I will see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and Chazal say that the matone that he will bring to Esav, it'll be l'yoro pnei reikom. It refers to l'yoro pnei reikom. That's the pnei elokim bringing korbanos to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. What kind of dimyon is that? That Yaakov Avinu brings a matone to Esav to be mefayes him. What is the comparison? And we really have to understand. What did Yaakov go altogether? Chazal call him Marzik Beozne Kelev. Why did he go? What did Yaakov Avinu want from Esav? Yaakov Avinu came with an army. With an army of, it says in the Midrash, he had Samach Ribo Malochim. So he really was not afraid. He was that. Maybe he was afraid. Shabigamachet, Chazal say. He doesn't know how it will be, but Yaakov Avinu, he comes with an army. With such an army, what did he want from Esav? And I think he saw in Esav the same what Yitzchok Avinu saw in Esav. Yitzchok Avinu saw in Esav. He saw in Esav Kitzayid Befiv, it's Yadua that Ariazal, others say that Kitzayid Befiv means he saw in Esav Arab Akive who comes out, Arab Meir who comes out from Esav. Ashmaev Aftalion, this is what he saw in Esav. And Yitzchok Avinu wanted to be mesakin him. And he told him, Tzei HaSode, go out to the Sode. And the Balaturim says, Tzei VeYelochem. The Mesoiro, he says, Tzei VeYelochem Ma'amolek. He felt that this, the Tzei HaSode, would be the Tikkun on Tzei VeYelochem Ma'amolek. There would not be an Amolek. It will be a Tikkun of Esav in the Tzad HaToiv that he has. This is what Yitzchok Avinu heard. And maybe he heard it as a father. But Yitzchok Avinu felt maybe he could be Mesakin. And Yaakov Avinu felt the same. Maybe he could be Mesakin Esav. Maybe he'll be Mefayasim. He'll be Mekarevim LaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll bring out the Toiv of him. There is a Mokem Tikkun. So even Esav, Yaakov Avinu saw a Tzad HaToiv in him. This is what he wanted to be Mesakin. This is what we find in a human being. This is the greatness of a human being, and this we have to respect. Since he has the tzir kapov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has that surah, he is the creator, he has a stamp of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Every person has a stamp of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And if we would feel that way, then we would have more derech eretz for our friends and for our chaverim. And I just want to add a little bit more. And I want to tell you over a Gemara and how the Gemara is brought down The Gemara has brought down Dorish Bar Kapora. And the Rambam in the Hagdome to Ovois, in Shmoyne Prokel no Rambam, has a whole perik on it, the perik Hamishi, where he speaks that a person has to know what is the tachlis. What is the tachlis? There must be some tachlis. A person has to realize that whatever he has, Boilam Azeh, this is not a tachlis for itself. Everything has another tachlis. And it's not, he says, for just that he has what to eat and he has what to wear. He has to know that there is a tachlis for that. This itself has no meaning at all. And he says that there are in a few words, and he bases it on that Gemara. And Chazal call it Derech Eretz. He bases it on that Gemara, and he says, we see the Niflois Hashem, we see the Moifes, we see the Amitias HaTero, that what Sforim have been written, and unfinished Sforim, the Chazal can say in three words. He says, that mitzvah is Bechol Drochecha De'eyu. And he bases it on that Gemara. Dorish Bar Kapora, Eizehu Dovo, Shekola Toiro Kut Luyabo, what is it that the whole Torah is Toloi Zudar Echeret? This is the Girse that the Balamoyer and others, the Menoyer Samoyer, and the Reishis Chochmo bring down that Loshna Chazal, the Echeret. And Chazal, they bring the Posuk, Bechol Drocher Yodei, Bechol Drocher Deheu, Vehu Yeyasher Ochesecha. You have to know. And at that, he says, that's the Mishneh, Kol Ma'asecho Yir L'Shem Shamayim. That is the Yisod. And when a person realizes that his home, his Maisim, have to be L'Shem Shamayim, this is what he has to realize. When a person would realize that he cannot lift a hand, he cannot speak what he wants to speak, he should just think before that he's Oymed Lifnei Melech. And this is the Ramo, that the Ramo says that it's Eino Doimet Noisov Lifnei Melech Godoil, and it's based on that Rambam. That it's not the same, a person's movement is not the same if he's Oymed Lifnei Melech or is not Oymed Lifnei Melech. Kavachoymer, the Melabos of Adon, Kavachoymer, Melech Godoil Rabbeinu Shalom Alein. This is how a person has to live. He has to live with this yadir. Bechol drochecha, drochecha, doeyu, you have to know him in every derech. Kol ma'asecho yir l'shem shamayim. And the Goyen says on that Ramo, that this is the mokar of the Ramo. The shevisi Hashem lenegdi somit, this is the yadir. This is the idea that a person has to live with, always has to live with. If a person would live with this idea, so it's not, the Derech Eretz is not only the Ben Odom L'Chaveiroi. The Derech Eretz is that a person is Keseder HaOmed Lifnei Hashem. And knowing that, a person would realize that, then his whole Anhoga would be different. Every word would be weighed. Every word would be different. I was thinking this morning, when I was getting dressed, I was thinking, today is Sunday, and why am I wearing today Big Day Shabbos? Big Day Shabbos? Maybe because I didn't bring any other Big Day Choyl. No, then I was thinking, I'm wearing Big Day Shabbos because I want to be dressed well. Shabbos, you dress better. So I want to appear between people. I should be dressed better. That is a wrong machshove. Then I thought, no, you have to get dressed Shabbosik because you're coming amongst people and it's being mechabed them. You're being mechabed people when you get dressed Shabbosik. You're mechabed people. And this the same thing when you go to a chasen. Then I was thinking, when you go to a chasen, you also change your clothing. Why? So you have to know because you are mechabed a chosen kallah. This is how a person has to think. He has to think that kol ma'asecho yir l'shem shamayim. And then, and only then, we will be noeg with the recheretz. Our children will be different. Our children will see that anhoge. It's not only the ben odom l'chaveiroi, it's the ben odom l'atzmoi. If a person realizes he's mile, he's gedusha, he's aliyah, that he's aoymed lifnei Hashem, then his maisim come out completely different. And I think that's the pshat of Chazal. That Chazal say that when the Beis Hamikdash was finished, and that year there were Mevatel Yom HaKippurim, and Doagu Kol Yisroel Chas V'Sholem, it shouldn't be a Kloy B'Sfeneim Shel Yisroel, They were mevatel Yom HaKippurim. The mevatel Yom HaKippurim. How were they mevatel Yom HaKippurim? It was done al pi Chachomim. It was done al pi Nevi'im. What was Klal Yisrael doagu? What were they afraid? They were afraid it was not complete to L'Shem Shamayim. If it's not complete to L'Shem Shamayim, so maybe it's a chesorun in the maise. The maise did not come out as it's supposed to. True, you're allowed to eat today, and you have to have a simcha shal mitzvah. When it's paskin, the bezin paskin that. However, it's not complete to L'Shem Shamayim. And when it's not complete to L'Shem Shamayim, it's a chesorun in the maise. And so on and so on. This is what we have to learn. Hilchas Derech Eretz is not Benodem L'Chaveiro itself. It's Benodem L'Atzmoy. When a person has himself self-esteem, he realizes that he is a Yetzir Kapov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He realizes that he is a Oymed Lifnei Hashem. No wonder that Besichta Derech Eretz begins with halochas, different halochas of Gdusha. Aloches of Arayas, that's how it begins, Hilches Derech Eretz. Is that part of Derech Eretz? Part of Derech Eretz is that it's Gdusha, that it's Milo, that a person is a different person. This is Derech Eretz. And my uncle, Zecher Tzadik Zubroche, Rabbi Avrom Grodzinski, used to say over Keseda B'Shem Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that Medarf Wissen, as Mesichta Derech Eretz, is Oicha Mesichta. It's a Mesichta. It's a mesichta that we have to learn. We have to grow, we have to learn. If we will learn, then the entire sviva will learn from us. If a person speaks to a chava with the recheretz, it's mechayev the person to speak back with the recheretz. And we know today's society that everything you have to speak up and you have to say and you have to speak and you have to be vocal, you have to be outgoing. This is what parents teach children. And this is, are you nebuchal? Are you nebuchal? Speak up. If you feel you're right, speak up. This is how we teach children. First, we have to learn ourselves what to speak and what to say. If we will elevate ourselves, we will realize that we have to be kol ma'asecho yilu shem shamayim, then we will have the recheret b'shleimus amein.
We will close the session in approximately 15 minutes to give an opportunity to answer questions. One of the examples is not to be speaking right now while somebody else is trying to talk. I recall a story which I heard from Rav Dessler, the manal of the Hebrew Academy of Cleveland. What's pshat hakoras hatoyv? When he came to this country after the war, and many talmidim were looking for places to stay, and it came out his lot to be in Cincinnati by Rabbi Lezer Silva, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. His father, Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler, the mechab of Michtav Melio, came to Cleveland, and he asked his son, where does Reb Lezer Silva live? And he told him, in Cincinnati. So he told him he would like to go and thank him. In those days, it wasn't a question of getting into an air-conditioned car. It was in the summertime. You had to go by train, and it also wasn't one of the most luxurious, and which in fact he did. Rav Dessler made it his business to go on a train from Cleveland. He went to Cincinnati. He went into Rav Silva, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and he told him, I want to thank you for taking care of my son, Ayasha Koyach. And that was it. So Blazer Silva asked him, what's noch? Dosidos. So what are you going to do now? I'm going to go back to Cleveland. So he says, you came all the way here to tell me thank you? He said, yes. That's an example of Hakoras HaToyv. Alright, this relates to Midas, and afterwards has to do with yeshivas, so we can answer this.
The first question, whether the idea of Derech Eretz applies more to elderly person or not, a Gemara in Kiddushin comes to my mind, where the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan used to greet on the street and every elderly non-Jewish person. And the Gemara explains why, because Rabbi Yochanan said, Harbe hisrapkois ovru aleihem. In Yiddish you say, Zeh masach mitgemacht. They went through in life a lot. And because they went through in life a lot, a special due of the Recheretz is due to them. But Rashi adds on a very important footnote. And Rashi says, what does it mean to say they went through a lot in life? The Rou Yad Hashem. That means a person who goes through in life, the experiences of life, show him, even to a Gentile, even to a non-Jewish person, that there is a Boil Olamim, that there is Hashgoche Protis. And therefore, Kal v'chomer Rebbe Yisrael, who lives his life with Emunah, how much more Derech Eretz, how much more covet is due to him, as my distinguished colleague said, that the yesod of the Recheretz is to recognize in the other person the Tzelem Elohim. And how much greater is that Tzelem Elohim if the person went through experiences and he recognized, he was makir, that there is a Boiro Elohim. Therefore the answer to that is that the elderly person does deserve an extra covet and extra Derech Eretz. All right.
The second question that was asked, whether you have to be makpid on your children to play with other children that have derech eretz. It's an educational question, and parents have the right to ask the question, and they should ask that question. However, there are various situations that many times, it depends on the child himself. Many times a child, the second child that plays with my child, and I think he doesn't have the Derech Eretz, it's only outwardly. It's something that he didn't see any better. He doesn't know anything. Perhaps if you would bring him into your house and he would see a different environment and he could learn from your child. I live in a community outside of New York where it is not my choice who my children could play with. It's not completely up to me. They go to school and they come from various homes. And I'm very not in charge, to say that the least, that I can dictate my child with whom to play. It's more emotional things that attract a child to another child. But however, I have noticed that also, being in Chinuch, that a child who does have Derech Eretz usually attracts children that have Derech Eretz. That is usually, because they themselves are not very, very vigorous, they're not very outgoing, they're not very aggressive, and therefore they will attract themselves to children who are calmer, who could be led in the right way much easier. And that really depends on situations. And I think the question is hypothetical, because really when our child goes to yeshiva, and it's really not completely up to us, that is anywhere, that to be able to choose, I will choose for my child, I will choose chaverim that are just suitable for him. It's a very difficult question. However, I'm very happy that the question was asked, because parents do have to be on the top of the situation. It's very important, parents should know with whom their children associate.
The next group of questions have to do with yeshivas. We'll all group them together.
Well, as a newcomer, I don't know exactly what the situation here in the United States is, but I'm sure that Rebbeim and yeshivas, incompetent yeshivas, do their best to be mechanech talmidim, that their Derech should be given where it's due. Now, a mention has been made about balebatim, about parents. I think that's a very important point to mention here. This is a problem that has been touched upon already in the Gemara in Broches. The Gemara in Daf Chof in Broches asks a question: why is it that in the previous generations people had nisim, and in our generation the Gemara says, Loi nisrachesh lo nisse, there's no nisim are taking place? And the Gemara says, would you say because the previous generations were more learned than the peasant generations. Says the Gemara, no, I prove it to you that in our time they learned more and they knew more than the previous generations. And yet, nevertheless, the previous generations were zochet to Nisim and we have got no Nisim. And the Gemara said, because the previous generations were moiser nefesh themselves, and we lack mesiras nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. And I think in Chinuch this is very important. It can happen, today you've got a situation that children have got better opportunities than parents and grandparents. And you can have a situation where any kloch and children can learn better than their parents and grandparents. But Mechanchim must realize to instill in their children the covet for the previous generations, that if not the parents and grandparents, Mesiras Nefesh, when times were difficult, we wouldn't have today the Moizdes HaTorah that give the opportunities today to the younger generations. And that is Choshuv in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that because of that, the previous generations were Zoche Tunisim and we were not Zoche Tunisim. It's not necessarily the learning which does it, but the Mesiras Nefesh for Yiddishkeit and for Kiddush Hashem that went in. And I think this is a... And I think this is a very important point that must be stressed in Chinuch, how to view parents and grandparents. Again, we are coming back to that point of Akola Satoiv, that if not for them, you wouldn't have the chance today that you have got. And this should be stressed over and over again.
The question was asked, and it was sent to me. Does hitting a child for misbehavior from a Rebbe or a parent teach Derech Eretz? Now let me answer this question, and I must tell you what my father, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, used to tell us over. He was by Rabbi Ober when he used to teach his children. He used to line up all the children in the house, and he used to say, what was the chet that this child did in front of all the other children? And he used to turn around and say to himself, Kaas aponim veloy kaas aleiv. He used to say to himself a number of times. And he used to go over to this child and give him a patch. This is something that's an oifem. That's a way of teaching a child through a patch. Teaching a child through a patch is something that we have to constrain ourselves. We have to realize. If a parent comes home and he hears such a story, he misbehaved, and he didn't even eat, and he gets so upset, he has shtei levavos, and he comes and he hits him once and again, that's not the way to teach a child. That is surely not Derech Eretz. It's less than Derech Eretz. I do not think that you teach the child that way. When you let out your frustrations that you had a business day and you let it out on your child today, that is not Derech Eretz, to say the least, not Derech Eretz. I don't think it teaches the child anything. Maybe you know the story that my father, Zecheinu Livrocha, who was a Rebbe during the Milchome, he was in a place he couldn't go anywhere, and about a half a year was a Rebbe, and the people from town where he was a Rebbe in that shchuno, the farmers, more to say, came to the Tiktina Rov to complain. Here we hired a Rebbe, and you recommended him, and the strap, they used to have a strap, is hanging there the whole time, unused. That's impossible. So he answered them, he told them that you should know whom you have here, and you don't have to worry about the strap. There are ways to teach your children without hitting them. There's no question about that. In our house, my father used to hit us, but only if we said a lie. When we said a lie, this is when he hit us. There are ways of chinuch, but it has to be with a cheshb, with a mehalach. With a mehalach, that is really an educational question, not so much as a Derech Eretz question. But however, it was touched, and I think I answered the question. It depends, the Derech Eretz depends the way you hit the child.